Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Heather Shaw is Kidding. It's me, Heather Shaw. I'm back. Thanks for bearing with me. Bearing down with me. I took the week off last week. I'm so sorry. Did anything happen? Has anything been going on? Jeez, I don't know what to talk about this episode. I was traveling out in Tacoma and Nashville and Atlanta. Thank you so much to everybody who came out to those shows. And I just couldn't make it work. I just couldn't record another episode while I was on the road. And that's my fault. But I'm back, baby. And I gotta say, thank you so much to everybody who's shared me on their Spotify Wrapped this year. That's so fun to see that I'm up there with the greats. A lot of podcasts, I don't know what they are. A lot of people were sharing me on their Spotify Wrapped, and it was me and then, I don't know, a bunch of gay podcasts I've never heard of, you know, Scissor Sisters and the Queeftons, and, you know, I'm sure they're great podcasts, but where else can you hear a lesbian do some mouth farts, huh? This is the place to be. Very exciting to see me on your Spotify Wraps. Wrapped? Fuck it, I don't care. We got a lot to talk about. Oh my God. Lots is going down, baby. If you missed me, if you're waiting patiently for a new episode, hey, why don't you get on the Patreon already? What are you doing? Do you know how many episodes are up on the Patreon right now? If there's ever another week where I'm not around, or if I die, there's like 40, I think we're up to 48, 49 episodes over there on the Patreon for you. Okay. It's almost the same amount of episodes that we have on the public podcast. On the Patreon, you can get all these fucking episodes. That was such a weak mouth fart. I'm so sorry. But anyways, the Patreon has all these... God, what is this? The Patreon has all these... I'm so mad at my burp, I can't even think straight. I don't know what happened. I burped and then I immediately thought about Gypsy Rose. I don't know why. Am I autistic? The Patreon has lots of extra episodes. If I'm ever missing for a week, or if I get gunned down in the street because I become a CEO of a healthcare provider, just you'll have the Patreon to listen to. 48, 49 extra episodes, and it's as little as $3 a month over there. Heather Shaw Comedy. Patreon.com/HeatherShawComedy. Get you all the bonus episodes, access to all of them. And I also upload some pictures of my peesh, my little Pikachu, my little Padoodoo, my little Twin Towers. I call my labia the Twin Towers. Baby, go down, baby. Baby, go down like those twin tees. Yeah, you get a lot over there. Join the Patreon. $3 a month, $5 a month, $10, $20, whatever you want. You get the same access. You get the same shit. It's very cheap. What are you doing? Because a lot of people have been yelling at me online. Where's the fucking episode, you dumb bitch? It's like, well, if you were on Patreon, you wouldn't be bitching right now. There are a lot of great episodes over there on Patreon. I'm telling some shit over there. I talked about the two episodes ago, I talked about my trip to Tacoma, my nightmare. And Nashville was fun. You know, I talked about roasting Jelly Roll in front of Jelly Roll's manager, and I didn't know his manager was in the audience. I talk about that on Patreon. You're not going to get that on the main episode. I can't talk about it here. What if Bunny hears? Upcoming shows. Where am I at now that those other cities are done? I will be in Pittsburgh, Pottstown, Pennsylvania, and Lexington, Kentucky. That's where I'll be throughout December. So come to those shows if you're in Pittsburgh, Pottstown, or Lexington. They're going to be fun. I'm doing a meet and greet at Lucy Brown Coffee in Lexington, Kentucky on December 28th. If you're in Lexington or around that area or just want to drive like a madman, you just want to drive across country like you're on the run after shooting the CEO of United Healthcare, then come to Lucy Brown Coffee. Say hello to me. I'll be doing a free meet and greet, get some coffee, hang out with me, meet the owner of Lucy Brown Coffee. Come on, she's gay. She's gay and not single, so not much you can do there, but you can say hi to her. You can say, hey, gay, I'll take an Americano. I'm doing the meet and greet at 2 p.m., September 28th, Lucy Brown Coffee Bar, our favorite OG sponsor of the show. They're the best. Come get some delicious coffee, shake my hand, spit in my mouth, whatever you want. I'm there for you, baby. I have a bunch of other shows into the new year, but I'm not going to bore you with those. All show tickets are at heathershawcomedy.com. You don't want to miss my live show. It's unhinged. It's dark. It's dirty. It's goofy. It's fun. It's not for children or people who like to clutch their pearls or their pearl necklace. A pearl necklace is something that happens in sex, I think. I think a guy comes around your neck and makes a necklace. It doesn't make any sense. I'm glad I'm gay. Let's get into the show, huh? Well, Luigi Mangione is the fall guy. I'm going to die on this hill here, guys. I don't think Luigi Mangione is the murderer. I know, crazy of me, crazy. Luigi Mangione, the 26-year-old Ivy Leaguer from Maryland, has been caught at McDonald's. Nothing good ever happens at McDonald's, huh? Nothing good ever happens there. But they caught the killer. No, they didn't. They caught the guy that they released the photo of in the hostel. I mean, essentially what's happened here is cops released a photo of a random dude in the hostel. And then they said, we're going to pin it on this guy. Because the real murderer is way smarter than any of the cops. And even the FBI. The real killer is, by the way, in the photo, of the shooter on the street, the real murderer, that guy's Irish. That guy's white as fuck. That guy is a white, Irish, amazing, careful, considerate assassin. A beautiful white Irish assassin. I know my people. That guy's Irish. Okay? He escaped. He left a bag in Central Park. They discovered it. What's in the bag that they discovered from the real murderer? A bag full of Monopoly money. That's how good this motherfucker is. You're never going to find this murderer. You're never going to find this guy who actually did the crime. So the cops released this photo of a dark Italian man, bushy eyebrows, great smile, who's staying at a hostel. Who even knows if the picture they released is of Luigi Mangione or if they just were like, we gotta pin it on some dude. Let's go to Altoona, Pennsylvania and find a real sad Italian and just plant all this evidence on him. And let's go to town, folks. Let's get this thing off the... We got a case closed, bitch. Lock him up. Apparently they found Luigi Mangione, the suspected killer, not the killer. I will die on this hill. He is not the killer. They found him in McDonald's. He had, this guy who was so careful with his execution. His execution was executed perfectly. The real murderer. Silencer on deck. Escaped without, anybody seeing him. Gets on a city bike. Goes into Central Park. Probably changes his clothes. Dumps the shit. Some of the shit. Dumps a bag full of Monopoly money just to fuck with the fucking cops. This guy's a fucking beast. This guy was written in a movie. Okay? This guy's not real. Holy shit. Who is this guy? We'll never fucking know. This guy's sitting on a beach right now with Russell Simmons. I'm sure of it. And probably P. Diddy. Let's be real. But Luigi was apprehended in McDonald's. And they're telling you everything. They're telling you what he had. He had all the murder weapons in his bag. He had a handwritten manifesto confessing the crime. He had a handwritten manifesto. The guy who was so careful at murdering the CEO of United Healthcare decided to just write it all out and confess and then sit in Altoona, Pennsylvania in a McDonald's and just wait. Sounds about right, huh? Doesn't sound weird at all. Listen, I hate to be a conspiracy theorist, but at this point, it's not even a conspiracy theorist. We watched this in real time. Sorry, I think the water I'm drinking has been poisoned. The feds are out to get me. They said, shut your fucking whore mouth, you lesbian. I know that I'm sounding like a crazy conspiracy theorist because everybody is now jumping on board with the fact that, oh, it was Luigi Mangione. It was this guy. Because what else do you do when the news is reporting things to you and the cops are telling you what happened? You know, it's a lot easier to just go, okay, thank you. Thank you, cops. Thanks for doing your job and finding the murderer. Must be true. Rachel Maddow's saying it. Brian Williams is reporting on it. Must be true. But we saw in real time how absurd this lie was. It was a lie that was being fabricated and built in front of our eyes. So I think it's a lot easier to deny what's going on right now than say like 9/11. You know, being a 9/11 conspiracy theorist, a lot of people are like, okay, crazy. Inside job, what? But this we saw in real time. We saw a white pasty male being the actual shooter with a silencer on his gun, who is slick as hell and is still out there, probably enjoying his time on the beach somewhere. And then we saw the cops release this photo of a grinning Italian man with a mask or like a hoodie with a different jacket than the killer was wearing, which, okay, fine. But like, do you think the guy who planned this execution would then go and put himself on camera? I mean, this guy really thought he put Monopoly money in his book bag for the cops to find. You think the guy who does all of this planning is going to show him his face on a camera smiling? That's not the same guy. And a lot of people were on board with that. We're going, this is a patsy. This is a setup. You're framing this kid. You're trying to frame somebody. And it makes sense as well. If you're a cop, if you're a fed, you want this case closed. The longer it goes unsolved, the worse you look at your job, the more it emboldens somebody else to do something to a CEO, Elon Musk, maybe. You know, it doesn't look good for your little cops in your units if you can't find the fucking killer. So what do you do at the end of the day? You find whoever you need to pin it on. You're going to say that it was this kid. And now the media, the mainstream, it's pumping out these stories to fit the narrative. So now I'm seeing stories that are like Luigi Mangione had back surgery and it went awful. And now he's got a vengeance against United Healthcare. Luigi Mangione was posting on Reddit about how he's a communist anarchist, wants to take down. You know, it's a little silly. It's a little silly. I don't really believe it. I don't think this Luigi kid, I don't think a 26-year-old Ivy League student was able to pull off this incredibly seamless murder. I just don't buy it. Sorry. And then to just pull this off, get away, have 5 days where there's absolutely no evidence. No, the cops have no idea who it is. And then, you know, then he's just going to go sit in McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania and wait with a handwritten manifesto in his hand ready to turn it into the cops. Seems a little fishy. It's all I'm saying, folks. I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist. Believe me. Now, would I love to see this Brian Thompson murderer walk free? Hell yeah. No one fucking cares about Brian Thompson. Even his own wife was like, honestly, good riddance. He was kind of a dick. I mean, he was an awful father. I mean, I think they were going through a divorce. She doesn't give a fuck. What a win for that woman. What a win. You think she's mourning at all? Fuck no. You know how annoyed she is that she has to plan this asshole's funeral? That's how annoyed she is. That's the most annoying thing about it. I'm sure she didn't want the murderer caught. Shout out to Brian Thompson's awful wife. She won the lottery. Yeah, I don't know. I McDonald's, it just doesn't check out. You know, it doesn't check out. I don't think that the murderer would go to Pennsylvania and just wait around. Sorry, that guy is gone. The white, pasty Irish dude who did this crime, he's fucking gone. He's not sitting in a McDonald's anywhere in the country. You gave him 5 days and you think all the farthest he got was Altoona, Pennsylvania? Are you fucking out of your mind? But the cops don't care. The cops don't care. They don't care if you don't believe it. You're going to believe it. Everything that you're now seeing, pay attention to the stories you're going to hear now about Luigi, what's his name? Maniscalco? Luigi Manicotti. Luigi Manicotti. Pay attention to the stories you're going to start seeing from the news being pumped out. You know, prior history of things he's written online about how down with the corporations and down with capitalism and, these manifestos he's writing online and his bad experience with healthcare. He's got such bad experiences with healthcare. You're going to see a lot of stuff coming out that's going to paint this guy as like the murderer. I don't think he did it. It doesn't bring me any joy to say that, because I know a lot of people are going to be like, you shut your whore mouth. You're a dumb cunt. You know, I can hear it now. There have already been people commenting on my post being like, what do you mean he didn't do it? They found a manifesto on him. And it's like, they're just telling you what they want you to believe. You got to use logic. Use some logic, please. Pretend it's a book. Pretend this is a fictional story you're reading. Doesn't this seem a little fishy? If this was a fictional story, this guy was perfect in his execution and then decides to just wait with a handwritten manifesto about why he did the crime in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Also, just because the cops are telling you what was on him or what he had or what his motive was or what's happened doesn't make it true. Okay, we don't trust cops. We don't trust cops. Not in the huge scopes like this. Of course, if you get an offender bender, sure, trust the cop to show up and do his job. You know, he's making 32 grand a year. Let him do that. But we don't trust them to, you know, this is a high profile murder. It's got to be quote unquote solved. Don't trust what they're telling you. I think they also said he had a U.S. passport on him, multiple fake IDs. Who knows if that's true? This goes back to like, is P. Diddy really in prison? Because we've got a mugshot of Luigi Manicotti. Luigi Lasagna. We got a mugshot of him ASAP. Where the fuck is P. Diddy's mugshot? Where the fuck? I'm starting to really lose my mind on this. And I got to pull back a little. It drives me crazy. And I got to remember that, you know, this doesn't really affect my life in any way. But where the fuck is P. Diddy's mugshot? Is he in prison? Or is he just hanging out with Jay-Z somewhere? God, Jay-Z has got to be so fucking happy about Luigi Alfredo. I'm telling you, he must be thanking his fucking lucky stars that the whole world cares about the UnitedHealthcare murderer, the assassin, because Jay-Z is getting away right now with some shit. Some allegations came out about Jay-Z. He's denying the allegations, obviously. The allegations are from 2000. What a great year. It's alleged that Jay-Z, along with Sean Diddler Combs, sexually assaulted a 13-year-old. A woman who alleges she was sexually assaulted by Diddy has amended her lawsuit to include allegations that she was also assaulted by Jay-Z at the same party. Now, again, let's use logic. Let's use logic. You have a man, Jay-Z, who has been close friends for decades, with not only P. Diddy, but Mr. Robert Kelly, R. Kelly. Birds of a feather, baby. Let's put it together. This isn't unbelievable. This allegation, to me, when I see this, I go, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. You have a powerful businessman, rapper, who has connections to the most heinous people in the entertainment industry, who is now has allegations themselves. That checks out. Like, you know, they're not accusing, you know, who would be somebody that would be so wild, like Clay Aiken. It's not like Clay Aiken's being, you know, this is P. Diddy and Sean Combs. I mean, not Sean. That's the same person. This is Jay-Z. What's Jay-Z's name? Jason? No, it's Sean. That's how we got there. Carter, Sean Carter, Jay-Z is the first celebrity to be accused of sexual assault. The first celebrity beyond the Diddler. And he has released, and by he, Jay-Z, his attorney, released a wild statement about this allegation where he doesn't ever deny raping a 13-year-old. Because here's the thing, when somebody, and this happens a lot, when somebody accuses me of sexually assaulting a 13-year-old, and it, again, happens once a month, somebody accuses me, my go-to response is anger, and I just kind of yell about how bad and shitty the lawyer is. I never deny the claim because that's like kind of cuckoo bananas. Like when somebody tells you sexually assaulted a 13-year-old, your first response isn't, no, I didn't. That's crazy, right? Like you would never do that, right? Yeah, Jay-Z didn't do that. Jay-Z never once said, I fucking never did this. This is crazy. Yeah, he didn't say that once in his statement. But he did say that like, hey, I'm no way. This lawyer's crazy. This lawyer is an asshole. No way is he going to get any of my money. I literally, at one point in the statement, Jay-Z's lawyer goes, you're not going to see a cent of my money. I mean, this guy, he's not living in reality. Not once in his statement does he go, oh my God, I did not. I would never touch a 13-year-old like that. I'm trying to find his, so what, let's listen to the claim. The claim is this woman who is identified as Jane Doe. A lot of people have that name. It's weird. Says she was 13 years old at the time she was allegedly assaulted by P. Diddy and Jay-Z at an after party following the Video Music Awards, VMAs, in 2000. That's the year when the VMAs were lit, by the way. Those were the, I mean, that was like the 2000s, girl. VMAs were lit. Britney Spears that was dancing with a goddamn python, you know, making out with Madonna. I mean, those were the best VMA years. So the woman alleges she began to feel woozy after consuming a drink at the party and wandered into a nearby bedroom. Ugh. The woman alleges Carter, Jay-Z, raped her first, followed by P. Diddy. The woman says she hit P. Diddy and ran out of the party. Ugh, it's just really dark and gross. You know, his statement, his lawyer's statement is just very weird because all he does is just be like, this is blackmail. The lawyer sucks. I have a daughter. I would never do that. Remember when Danny Masterson was going to prison for rape and Ashton Kutcher was like, but Your Honor, he has a daughter. Like, when are we going to stop using our children as human shields for our horrible, horrible, heinous actions we've done in life? Can we stop using children? So fucking what? You have a child. You can also be a rapist and have a child. A lot of people do. What in what world is that mutually exclusive? Danny Masterson, he can't, but mister, he has a daughter. That's funny enough. He does funky things to women. He probably shouldn't have a daughter. Jay-Z being like, this is unbelievable. I got a daughter. This is, yeah, I got a daughter. Like, so fucking what? Just okay. It doesn't. I don't. I hate that. I hate that argument. I really do. I'm getting really worked up. I had a lot of coffee, Lucy Brown, to be exact. What did he say in his response? He calls it a blackmail attempt. He calls this all theatrics. You know, because again, when you get accused of sexually assaulting a 13-year-old, my first immediate response is, hey, this is a bunch of theatrics. Carter added in his statement that his only heartbreak is for his family. My wife and I will have to sit our children down and explain the cruelty and greed of people. So you're going to have to, basically Jay-Z's going to have to sit his children down and explain to him how cruel and greedy he is. Listen, baby, there's a lot of greedy and cruel people out there and you're looking at one of them right now. He's not a good person. You know, there's been a lot of, stories, alleged stories about Jay-Z being a bad person. Rihanna, had a story about before she was signed with Jay-Z, he had her in a hotel room and basically said as a tactic to get her to sign to his record label, he said, there's only two ways out of this room. You can walk through the door after signing this contract, or you can leave out the window I push you out of. Okay, so this guy's a real sweetheart, huh? He gets his way. He's a real sweetheart. And now he's cosplaying as like this Basquiat, like I don't know, intelligent, intellectual man. It's like, bro, you were the Jigga Man in the 90s, okay? Just, you're a fucking rapper who, like, you know, supported R. Kelly marrying Aaliyah. R. Kelly banging Aaliyah at 13, 14 years old and then marrying her at 15. You were in on that. Like, what are we doing? Your best friend is P. Diddy, bitch. You're caught. I think he also referred to himself as a young man in his letter, which is hilarious because he's almost 60. You know, he's at the age now where he could fight Jake Paul. You know, Jake Paul would absolutely fight Jay-Z. It's starting to crumble, folks. It's starting to crumble because, you know, Jay-Z and Beyonce are the epitome of a business couple. I don't really believe that they're in love. I don't really believe that they have a beautiful, healthy marriage. I think that they're in it for business reasons. They've purchased the most expensive home in California ever for $200 million. They did that together. I could be very wrong, but to me, they just seem like a business couple that's in it because they can generate more money off of each other than they could alone. Of course, they have children, but that's just because you got to keep the empire going. You know, look at the Kardashians. You got to pump them out, keep the empire going. This is a legacy thing. This is a generational wealth thing. This is going to continue on and on and on until the public says we're good. And maybe Jay-Z is going to put an end to his empire quickly with this. We'll see what comes out of this. You know what I mean? He's claiming blackmail and extortion. The lawyer has denied that this is any blackmail or extortion. It's interesting and it's funny because, what I was saying is that Jay-Z and Beyonce are notorious at being silent. They don't respond to shit. They don't say a fucking word. The only time Beyonce gets online and talks to you people, and by you people, I mean all of us, consumers, is when she's got something to sell to you. That is the only time Beyonce is hopping on and going, hello, beautiful people. It's because she has something to sell to you. She does not give a fuck about you. Why should she? Why the fuck should Beyonce give a fuck about you? She doesn't live in our reality. Beyonce does not live in our reality, okay? She is like the Lucille Bluth meme. You know, it's one banana, Michael. How much could it cost? $10? I mean, that's Beyonce. She does not live in this plane of reality with us. You know what I mean? I don't blame her. I mean, what is she supposed to do? Be a common person? She can't be. She lives in another faraway land. But Jay-Z is another one, is very quiet and very calculated and lets things blow by and lets shit go over and doesn't acknowledge things that happened. But this he acknowledged pretty quickly. When he really didn't need to. It's not like, he's being charged with anything. It kind of was like, you know, it's something that the lawyer of Jane Doe brought to his team, and he went full force. He could have responded through a publicist or through a lawyer, and he chose a lawyer. And the lawyer was not the pub. I mean, the publicist's answer would have been more delicate, more polished, more PG maybe. And the lawyer route was more aggressive and attack and fuck you. You're not getting a fucking cent of my money. Are you kidding? I'm a young fucking man. You know, Jay-Z, you're 60 years old. Shut the fuck up. We'll see what comes of this. We always wait and see. But 2024 has really been a year of unraveling for celebrities all across the board, huh? Just unbelievable unraveling. Diddy locked up. Ashton and Mila going to Europe. Ellen and Portia getting the fuck out, going to Europe. Trump won. Jay-Z getting taken down in the final hour of 2024. Is that really happening? And then they joined their daughter Blue Ivy on the red carpet at the Lion King. There's another fucking Lion King movie, by the way. Can we just fucking stop? Can we get an original script produced and made for Hollywood? Can we fucking stop? How many more Lion Kings do you need? I don't even know. This might be like through the eyes of an ant in Lion King in the Sahara. I don't know what Lion King version this is. But they went to the movie premiere of Lion King 4002. I mean, how many? I feel like we've had three Lion Kings this year. I don't know. It's crazy. Like, Hollywood will do anything but put out an original film. It's fucking nuts. But Jay-Z and Beyonce showed their face with their daughter Blue Ivy on the red carpet. You know, a good move. From a publicist standpoint, a good move. Show face. Show, wow, you're such a family man. You got the queen of the world, Beyonce. Beyonce is the queen. She is absolutely beauty, grace, royalty. You know, she's just the queen. Show your face. You're a good dad. You're a good, loving husband. This is not a business relationship. This is not something of a setup. You guys really love each other. At the end of the night, you really unwind with each other. You know, you love each other. Jay-Z and Beyonce love each other. It's not a weird grooming situation that maybe happened to Beyonce from Jay-Z. The whole thing's fucking weird. It's like hip-hop Celine Dion. you know, where Beyonce is Celine and Jay-Z is that weird fucking old French dude that Celine married and still mourns the loss of. Girl, grow up. Tina Knowles liked a post and then claimed she was hacked. Tina Knowles is Beyonce's mother. She looks great, man. Tina Knowles, oh, she has so much money. Anyways, ABC7 Chicago posted a breaking news post on Instagram that said, Jay-Z Diddy named in lawsuit alleging rape of girl 13. And who, none other than Tina Knowles liked that post. Now listen, I've been on Instagram and I've scrolled by and accidentally liked stuff. Okay, I've accidentally opened DMs and I now have to respond to because the other person who sent it, some stranger, has seen that I've seen it and now I feel bad. If I've seen your message and not responded, then I feel like I look like an asshole. I definitely do. So then I have to respond, LOL, thanks, to whatever some weirdo DMs me. I've done some weird shit on Instagram, but it's just very, if it was a mistake that she liked that post, what a mistake to make. I mean, and it's an ABC Chicago Instagram. It's not, I mean, Tina Knowles is from Houston. I don't know, you know, it seems like she's got an alert or something. Why else is she seeing this post? But she liked that post and then claimed that she was hacked. I was hacked, she said. As you all know, I do not play about my family. So if you see something uncharacteristic of me, just know that it is not me. I mean, that's just perfect. That's just perfect. It's a good excuse. I mean, the better excuse would be like, I was on the toilet, the phone slipped, my toe hit the like button on this post. I don't fucking know. I love Jay-Z. He's my son-in-law. But instead she said hacked. I like that the hackers got into Tina Knowles' phone and the only thing they did was like a post about Jay-Z raping a 13-year-old. They didn't steal her information or anything. They're like, we want you to keep your money, but watch out, bitch. Look what we're going to do. We're going to make you like some posts on Instagram that you really don't like, bitch. Gotcha. Hacked. Yeah, it's a good excuse for a boomer, you know. I don't know. This doesn't read like a PR statement. This was definitely her. She definitely wrote this. There's spaces in between the punctuation mark and the words. It's very much giving a 70-year-old on Instagram. She should have just said, I was trying to wipe my ass and I accidentally liked the post while trying to juggle the toilet paper in between my hand with my cell phone. Sorry, girl. You get it. Very interesting stuff. Very interesting stuff. Very dark stuff. It's very weird. I personally don't like Jay-Z. Like some of his music, but he's always, to me, seemed like an evil person. Just with his associations, just with who he's, the whole thing with like R. Kelly and Aaliyah, and he kind of ripped off Notorious B.I.G.'s flow and some of Biggie's lyrics. If you go look up that, he's definitely ripped off his lyrics. He just seems like a chameleon. Now you look at him and he's dressed up like that art legend Basquiat or however you say it. It's like he doesn't know who he is. He's trying to portray himself as like this, succession-esque leader of an empire, of his own brand, billionaire. But hey, to get to billions, you gotta crush some heads into the sidewalk. Okay, nobody goes by unscathed in order to become a billionaire. Just always remember that. So if you like Jay-Z, maybe reconsider your taste and why you like somebody like that. And for some reason, I'll always love Beyonce. I don't think she's ever done anything wrong in her goddamn entire life. She's a billionaire because she's a talented fucking queen, okay? It's just Jay-Z that's evil. She got groomed and sucked up into this world. And she is an innocent bystander. I love Beyonce. I think she's so talented. She's so talented. I don't even care. Beyonce could kill my entire family and I'd be like, girl, I get it. They were annoying. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly have allegedly split. Has anybody surprised? Is anybody sad? What about their little Nerf gun? What's going to happen to baby Nerf gun? Are they going to, you can't do a late term, right? Think about that. Think about being pregnant with someone's baby and it's MGK's. So number one, there's that. Think about being pregnant with his baby and he cheats on you because that's apparently what happened, allegedly. And then you've got to keep growing his little demon baby in your fucking belly. And then give birth to it and then share fucking custody with that scrawny toothpick of a posing man. That guy doesn't know who he is either. There's a lot of celebrities who don't know who they are. MGK is one of them. Yo, yo, I'm a rapper. Yo, yo, Eminem, I'll fucking start a rap beef with you. Eminem kills him. Just kidding, I'm pop punk. Now I'm pop punk. I'm Machine Gun Kelly. He's going to become a country star next. He went rap, pop punk, he'll go into country next.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Megan Fox, Machine Gun Kelly, break up. They've split just months before the arrival of their baby. This is through TMZ, so I kind of trust it because this was probably signed off by their teams. They ended things over Thanksgiving weekend where they were together. God, this couple is the epitome of try hard. If they try any harder, my God, they're going to hurt something. We're told the reason for the split is that Megan found material on Machine Gun Kelly's phone. What's his real name? Colton? God, what a fucking dork. Megan found material on Colton's phone that was upsetting. Like what? Him texting other bitches? Other women? Porn? All of it? It made her want him to leave the trip early. Colton dipped. No, I'm done calling him MGK. I'm calling him Colton because this is an appropriate name for an appropriate person. Colton dipped out of the trip early. Because now when you think about it, Megan and Colton, it just sounds like a couple that would be on Teen Mom. And they're absolutely giving Teen Mom. I mean, this is a Teen Mom couple that somehow stumbled into success in tattoos. Colton dipped out of the trip early, and since then, the former couple hasn't seen each other, and they are not together at this time. The breakup is a little complicated since Megan is pregnant with Colton's baby. I mean, doesn't this really just sound like a couple that you went to high school with that, like, was so on and off, and one of them has smushed thumbs? That's Megan. You know, her thumbs are so smushed. The poor girl. Can you get thumb surgery? You can do any surgery nowadays. Can they just extend her thumb out? I just feel bad for her thumbs. The baby's due in March. We'll know if what she names it, if the little Nerf gun. What does a couple like Megan and Colton name their kid? They probably name it Monster Energy. Nevea, that's one that they would definitely name their kid. Nevea, heaven backwards. Girl, every couple I've met that named their baby Nevea, they did not need to be having any kids. That's all I'll say. Heaven backwards. What else would they name it? Yeah, something weird. Like now, like Colton and Megan would have a baby named Danger. Yeah, this is our baby Danger. They might as well name that baby fentanyl. I mean, honestly, at this point, just name the baby opioid epidemic. This is opioid epidemic Colton Megan Fox Kelly. Like, just get it over with. I can't wait to see what they name this little fucking baby. This poor baby. That baby don't know what it is either. I hope those thumbs are long. We'll have to keep an eye out on the baby thumbs. Oh, Megan has... three kids already. Noah, normal name. Bodie, not normal name. And Journey. That's a shoe store in the mall, bitch. What are you doing? What's next? You going to name your kid Lids? What are we doing? Auntie Ann, get down here. It's time for dinner. Auntie Ann. Hey, Charlotte Ruse. Can you get Journey and Spencer? Time to eat. They had a good try hard run. Shout out to Megan Fox and Colton. God, they are, I just don't like them. I'm not a fan. I'll say it. All right, let's get into our lovely sponsor, Lucy Brown. We love Lucy Brown so much. You've got to enjoy the coffee from them. I enjoy the coffee from them all of the fucking time. I'm a coffee subscriber. I am subscribed to their coffee. I love it so much. Every month I get a new bag of coffee. Whole bean, not ground. I love a whole bean bag. And it's fucking delicious coffee. This one I got recently for December is so fucking good. I forget what it's called. I think it's something collective. Great packaging on the bag. I got to say that. And the coffee is fucking delicious. Every time I get a new bag of roasted coffee beans from a different roaster, and it's so fucking good every time. It's exactly what I want. I like dark roast. I get dark roast. Every time it hits, it's so good. It lasts me the entire month. I love it. You too can enjoy coffee from Lucy Brown Coffee Bar without ever leaving the comfort of your home. Get their coffee subscription. They offer it. It's fucking great. All you got to do is go on their website and fill out their form. And then you'll get coffee beans every month sent straight to your fucking door. You can be in your underwear and get caffeine. What else would you want, you know? It's all just starting at $20 a month. That's nothing. Visit lucybrowncoffee.com. That's L-U-S-S-I. L-U-S-S-I. Browncoffee.com. Follow the coffee subscription button and get signed up today. I love this so much. I love Lucy Brown so much. I'm very excited about the meet and greet I'll be doing at Lucy Brown. They're Americanos. They're iced Americanos. I get a quad iced Americano, and baby, I'm flying for the day. I love Lucy Brown. Also, remember, if you use the code Heather Shaw is kidding, you will get 10% off your first order with your coffee subscription. We love you, Lucy Brown. And come down to Lucy Brown for the meet and greet if you're in and around Lexington, Kentucky, December 28th, 2 p.m., motherfucker. Thanks, Lucy Brown. Let me take a sip of water here. God, that's good. I got to go to a show tonight. I'm doing a show with my friend Zach. He's a French guy. Very nice French guy. He doesn't smell, I gotta say. I always give him shit. I said, I thought you'd smell. He's great. I'm doing a show at some, I don't know. He has a show and he asked me to do a spot. And I said, why not? You know, it's the least I can do for you French people. If you're not going to bathe, let me be on your show. Speaking of comics, Matt Rife has come out with a memoir. Is this necessary? Is this necessary? Also, you got to think of it. Got a rough time to release a memoir right now. First of all, he's battling the what do they call it? Like, what's the New York Times bestseller list? He's got to battle that with Gypsy Rose, because we'll get into this next. Gypsy Rose's book just came out. Oh my God! It's my book! It's live! God, Gypsy needs to host Saturday Night Live, doesn't she? Can you imagine that? Live from New York, it's Gypsy Rose! It's a hard time because he's got to go up against Gypsy Rose's memoir. And then not only that, his whole publicity tour is getting buried by the fucking CEO of United Healthcare's murder. Hard time to publicize anything. I'm going to blame my low ticket sales at shows on the CEO's murder, by the way. Yeah, nobody came out to the Pittsburgh show. Yeah, I think people just didn't hear about it. Yeah, you know, the murder and Luigi Mangione. I'm going to blame everything, all of my bad behavior and everything this next year on Luigi Mangione. Luigi Mannicotti. Matt Rife has a memoir. I don't know why. It's called, God, he is. Listen, here, let me preface this before I get into Matt Rife. Say what you want about Matt Rife. He is wildly successful. He sells out shows nonstop. He's doing arena tours, I think. He's doing big theaters. He has found something that works for him. It works well. Get your bag, sis. Get that plastic surgery, jaw, lip filler, whatever you need, bitch. He's wildly successful. I'm happy for his success. Whenever you see another comic winning, whether or not that's your kind of style of comedy or if you like the comic, it's always great to see comics doing well, right? Because when you lift each other up, it's exciting, and you know, you'd hope the same would happen for you. I'm not a hater. His comedy's not for me, you know. I like Vagina, and his looks don't do anything for me. I'm not a big crowd work comic unless you're Jessica Kirsten. I think she's my favorite. My only favorite crowd work comic is probably Jessica Kirsten. So I'm not really into crowd work. So, you know, I don't really care. And his material's not for me. It's kind of like Nikki Glaser. I love Nikki Glaser, but her material generally is more towards, you know, straight women, maybe some gay men, Taylor Swifties, you know. It's not for me, but I can appreciate the humor. I love Nikki Glaser's, her on her podcast. I love her in roasts. She's such a good fucking writer. I would say that her stand-up is not the first thing I love about Nikki Glaser, but I love a lot of things about Nikki Glaser, but her stand-up is probably last because it's just not for me specifically. It's a lot of, like, you know, blowing guys and, you know, girly things. So I don't relate. Fine, whatever. I love Nikki Glaser. Matt Rife is fine. Not my cup of tea, but art is subjective. Why the fuck does he have a memoir? Why the fuck does Matt Rife have a memoir? This guy's been famous for 14 minutes. What the fuck are we doing? Where's Hawk Tua's memoir? Where's the Hawk Tua girl memoir?
Uh-huh, you gotta talk to her. Ah, everybody, I'm Haley Welch. Come with me as I write my memoir with my ghostwriter. And I'll tell you how I was raised in Alabama and how I talk about spitting on dick. And it got me famous.
I mean, this is the, why are you writing a memoir, dude? Who is reading this? Who is like, this Matt Rife? He's so enigmatic. He's so entertaining. I must know everything. Where did he come from? This legend. This man, Matt Rife. I couldn't possibly find anything out about him from just simply reading his Wikipedia page. I need to know everything. Where did this genius pop out of? Where is he from? What inspires Matthew Rife? I mean, you don't need a Matt Rife memoir. Again, you could just go to his Wikipedia page and you'll learn everything you need to know about the guy. No shade, but like, what have you done, sir? You are literally in the beginning of your career. This is very simply a cash grab. Again, get that bag, bitch. But there is a sense of, you got to be shameless to do what he's doing. And I think some people are really okay with these, no amount of shame. And I don't think Matt Rife has any shame. To release a memoir and then on top of that, to call the memoir, Your Mom's Gonna Love Me. That's the name of the, I'm pausing because I want you to take that in. Don't worry. This is not, the program is still happening. Matt Rife didn't come and turn off my mic. Your Mom's Gonna Love Me is the name of his memoir. Okay. I just want you to take that in. That's just the, here we go. So this is through People, and People, again, anything you see on People is written by the celebrity's publicist. So here's what the publicist wrote. People can exclusively reveal that the comedian will publish his memoir this year, Your Mom's Gonna Love Me. You know, it comes out in December because December is a great time to release some shitty books because, you know, Christmas and all that. Rife's new memoir details how he rose to comedy fame before the age of 30. He writes of his upbringing in Ohio, riveting stuff. His experience playing some of comedy's most notable stages. Again, riveting stuff that you need in a book. Because how old is this kid? 30-something? What does he have to look back on? Yesterday? I mean, what are we writing about? His rap battles with ex-cons. Okay, so he's basically the real life. He's 8 Mile. Okay. The comedian will also detail his experience with depression and his brushes with failure before he found success. I just don't know who's looking at Matt Rife going like, we got to, everything I need to know about you, I've got to learn through a memoir. The book is described as one part memoir, one part comedy special. I think we saw how that went the first time. No shade, but you know, he did make he made astrology jokes that I've seen online for, I don't know, 13 years. Mercury in Gatorade. You know, he was making jokes like that. Anyways. One part first date. Okay, so the book is described as one part memoir, one part comedy special, and one part first date. Oh, God. You have to be this successful. I think you've just got to have no shame. And I don't know if I can get there. I don't know if I can get there, guys. I mean, I would have so much shame. I don't know how you go on The View and promote this book. You know, look Whoopi Goldberg in the eye and be like, what's up, Whoop? Yeah, I'm 30 years old. I'm 29. How old is Matt Rife before I start keep roasting him? Let's see his age here. Matt Rife is 29 years old. Right. What's up, Whoop? Yeah, you know me. 29-year-old white comic. Lots of plastic surgery. I dyed my hair blonde because, I don't fucking know. I don't know who I am. No celebrity does, apparently. Yeah, I'm writing a book. It's called Your Mom's Gonna Fucking Love Me. Your mom fucking masturbates her. She flicks her fucking bean to my fucking face every fucking night. Your mom is coming for me. That was the working title. Me and the ghostwriter that I hired to write this shit piece of shit book. Yeah, you're gonna hear about all of what it was like growing up in Ohio. As a white kid in Ohio, that's got to be crazy, huh? And then you're going to hear about what it's like to do comedy, because you can't learn that on a podcast, literally any comedy podcast. You'll never hear about that. I mean, I just don't know. I mean, here's the thing. Get your bag, dude. To me, putting out a memoir this early in the game, it screams to me that his team is saying, we don't have faith in your longevity as an artist. And so thus, we need to monetize extremely on your popularity so that, you know, for the rest of your life, you're set up. But we don't have faith in your longevity as a creative artist. Okay, you've got a shelf life and time is ticking. That's to me what it seems like. I could be wrong, but I would think you'd want to put out a memoir at the end of your career when you've had amazing stories and it's not just, I blew up on TikTok. I was on Wildin' Out with Nick Cannon, that narcissistic freak. I grew up in Ohio. Crickets. TikTok really likes me. Crickets. I sold out shows just like any other major comedian in my field. Have I been married? No. Do I have kids? No. Any traumatizing experiences? I think his dad died. Hopefully he writes about that. Watch him not even write about that. That's too real, man. We got to keep this light. I don't know. I will not be reading that book. I'm not sure that Matt Rife can read. You know, it's an audiobook, I'm sure. But get that bag. I'm never mad at anybody for monetizing and capitalizing off of their popularity. And also, it's also very nice to see people who don't have shame because, you know, I could never. But they're not asking me to write a memoir. You know what I mean, bitch? So it's fine. Gypsy Rose has a memoir out. She does the audiobook. I was talking to my friend Sonia, and I'm like, do you think, because Sonia reminded me that the book was out, and I was like, oh shit, it just dropped today. December 10th, it's out. And I was like, damn, I wonder if they really do an audiobook for Gypsy. And she said, oh yeah, they do one. I don't know if I can withstand that audiobook. I really don't know. I know that I've made jokes about her book. It's called My Time to Stand. I think I called it My Time to Stab. Would have been a more appropriate title, but whatever. Let's see, read some reviews on this book. I don't know if I can do the audiobook, folks. I don't even know if I can read it. I don't know if I give a shit. I don't know what. I mean, this is like the worst game of Would You Rather. Would you rather read Matt Rife's memoir or would you rather read Gypsy Rose's? Which team are you, Rife or Rose? Rife or Rose, baby? That's the name of this episode. Let me write that down. Rife or Rose? Which one you choosing? God, pick your poison. I would, at that point, I'd rather be the CEO of United Healthcare laying in a pool of my own blood, bitch. I would rather be illiterate. Please don't make me read either of these. Let's read some reviews on Goodreads. I gotta say, there's a lot of bad reviews. But it seems to be from people that truly believe that she should still be locked up. I'm on team. I don't think Gypsy should be locked up. I don't think that I think that she was, you know, abused as a child. I do think her mom is an evil person. You know, getting an autistic kid named Nick to murder your mom, maybe not great, but you do what you do when you're deeply traumatized. You know what I mean? I'm for the freedom of Gypsy. I don't think she should be locked up. I don't really think she's like this cold-blooded murderer. You know what I mean? She's no Luigi Lasagna, that poor kid. But you know, a lot of people on here are giving poor reviews for the book just because they think that she's a murderer who should be locked up. Funny enough, it's a lot of women. It's very odd to me that women sometimes can't understand the perspective of another woman who was abused. I don't know. It just seems weird to me. Like, I think if these women had to sit down with, what was her mom's name? Dee Dee? Yeah, if they had to spend 1 hour with Dee Dee, they'd be like, I get it, bitch. I want to put a bullet through your head, too. You know, I don't think Dee Dee was a good person. She's certainly not an innocent victim here. All right, let's read these reviews. Some of them are real. Some of them are real reviews. A lot of them are just like, she's a murderer. This book is filled with deception. The interviewers failed to do their jobs properly. Well, I'm left asking the tough questions. Everyone dropped the ball, especially the state that convicted her. Yeah, I don't care about this review. Give me a good review. Somebody just said, I was hoping for nonfiction. Okay. All right, so somebody thinks that this is a big old bag of bullshit. Gypsy Rose should still be in prison for her mother's murderer, not profiting off of her sick crimes. Shut up, Anna. What a fucking... These people suck. Does anybody have any constructive criticism on the book? Somebody said, her time to stand, she could stand all along. Caitlin, you shut your whore fucking mouth. She was told she had cancer by her mother. All right, I'm getting a little mad at these people. Somebody said they could never make me hate you, Gypsy Rose. Thank you, M. I agree. I'm Team Free Gypsy. Stop writing books. This was terrible. Honestly, a big waste of time. She has nothing interesting or new to say. How can I get my money back? Hey, Annie, you spent the money on this shit. Somebody just said lies. Look, I don't know. I don't know if... I feel like nobody's read this book. These reviews aren't reviews. These are just like, I don't like Gypsy, so 1 star. Now, do I think this book is going to be good? No. I think that the best depiction of what happened, you should watch The Act with Joey King and Patricia Arquette. I think that was a great depiction, probably very mostly accurate depiction of what happened between Gypsy Rose and Dee Dee Rose Blanchard and that autistic Nick kid. Now, Nick did an actual murder, so he's still in prison. But, you know, Gypsy was abused. Gypsy was told that she was sick when she wasn't as a kid, and... I don't think she was in on the plan. I don't think any child wants to be confined to a wheelchair and made to believe that they have cancer just to get money for their mom. You know, I don't think the book's going to be good, though. I don't know what else she can talk about. I would like Gypsy to tell me if she had lesbian sex in prison. That's all I really care about. I want Gypsy to give me prison recipes. Tell me how they're fucking in prison. What else would be good? How big is Ryan's dick? I want to know about that.
Ryan's Dick, Chapter 7. This chapter will be 3 inches long, 1 inch for every inch of Ryan. The end.
You know, I think that there's a lot I want to know about Gypsy, but I don't care about the actual crime and the murder anymore. I don't care. I feel bad for her. I don't think that, she was abused. There's much more I want to know about Gypsy outside of, how do you feel about your mother that you set up to have killed? You know, obviously I hope if she's at least going to talk about it, she'll be honest. I doubt she's going to be fully honest in the story. This is another thing where Gypsy's got to make money, and why not do it so I support it? You know what I mean? I may not even read this book. I'm going to speculate forever on what this book is. The synopsis here is, in this revelatory, harrowing, and ultimately hopeful memoir, Gypsy Rose Blanchard shares the painful reality she grew up with and details her life and the details of her life that only she knows. She was a victim of her mother's Munchausen by proxy and a child abuse survivor. It's just kind of fucked up to see on Goodreads that a bunch of women got together and immediately reviewed this 1 star because she's a murderer and aren't considering the fact that she's an abused child. She was an absolutely abused child. What does she talk about, though? The abusive cycle that began by her father. Gypsy's fear that continued unnecessary surgery would leave her truly disabled. Okay, how she coped with guilt and accepted responsibility for her mother's death. Memories of her final days in prison. Okay, but we're skipping over all of prison, though? I don't care about your final days. Tell me about the middle of your sentence, bitch. What were you doing in there, girl? Were you finger blasting some girl named Leslie? Tell us. Gyps, were you coming? Were you coming to some fucking lady named LaRonda? Tell me, Gyps. What she learned upon reviewing her own medical records for the first time and how it felt to finally see her family again as her authentic self. This sounds like a snooze fest. I want to know the real stuff. Give me your prison recipes. Tell me what it's like to shit in prison. I'm sure I could just Google these things, but I want to know from Gypsy's mouth herself what's going on. This was written by three people: Gypsy Rose Blanchard, Michelle Matrisigiani. What is she? She sounds like the female version of the guy who killed the CEO. Michelle Matrisigiani and Melissa Moore. All right, so at least two women helped to write this book. At least there's that.
My time to stand, Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
Make her host SNL, please, dear God. I'm not going to read either Rife or Rose. I just can't do it. But if you do, let me know how it goes. You know, message me, email me, comment. Tell me what you think. All right, before I go, let's talk about some shitty holiday movies I've been watching with my fiance. It's kind of our new thing now. We love to watch shitty holiday movies. I think a lot of people do this. We're just catching up to you guys. I watched Lindsay Lohan has two Christmas movies out. One was last year and one is this year. It's like she only comes out. She's like Punxsutawney Phil for Groundhog's Day, except she only does movies for Christmas. It's very weird and they're very bad movies. They're laughably bad. Last year she did this movie called Falling for Christmas. It was so fucking bad. It was horrifically bad. It wasn't even like, oh, this is bad. It's so bad it's good. No, it was just fucking bad. I hated it. But then this year she released one called Our Little Secret. And that one was like at least more fun. The premise was more fun. You know, it's still pretty not great. But like, it's weird that Lindsay Lohan now only comes out once a year. She's like Mariah Carey, but she just makes shitty Christmas movies. I don't understand it. It's like she has an addiction to filming scenes in front of fake snow. I want to stand on ground where it's all cotton. And she's, you know, she's pretty frozen in the face, but she looks great. I wish her career was a little bit better because she can act. She can definitely act. I just don't know why she's signing on to these piece of shit films. It's like Netflix, you know, throws her a bone once a year so she can support her family. I don't know what's going on. I don't ever want it to stop, you know, but Lindsay Lohan is quickly becoming like the Mariah Carey of bad Christmas movies. It's just, you know, November comes around and Lindsay Lohan's doing a press tour for some shitty Christmas movie where every fucking guy that plays opposite of her is a fucking gay guy. Every guy is like, girl, you like dick. Why are you chasing Lindsay Lohan? This one movie I saw that is absolutely abysmal. We got to talk about it. It's called I Believe in Santa. If you've ever seen this fucking movie, it is so goddamn bad. And by the way, this is from 2022. The premise is that this guy, the actor's name is John Ducey. The premise is that this guy believes that Santa is real. And like he meets this girl and they like kind of fall in love, this woman. But then he like comes out to her and is like, just so you know, I believe Santa's real. And she's like, LOL, that's schizophrenia. And he's like, no, I believe Santa's real. And like she learns to love him even though he has blind faith in something that's so incredibly fake. I can't tell if Christians made the movie or if somebody made the movie to troll Christians, because it's just like, you know, you just switch out Santa with God. And it's just some guy that's like, just so you know, I fully believe that God is real. And then this woman being like, you're what the fuck? No, bitch. Like, what are you? And she just learns to love him no matter what, even though they had differing views of things. It's really fucking bad. Beyond that, the main lead, he's so gay. He is so fucking gay in real life. I have great gaydar. My brother is gay. He's 2 years younger than me. Ever since he came out of the womb, I've been studying him like a fucking science project. I know what gay men look like and are. I know, I just know that the sexuality is a spectrum. But honey, I know when a man is gay. John Ducey is fucking gay. And I looked it up and he's fucking married to the woman in the movie who's opposite him. How is this possible? That man is so fucking gay. He's so in the closet. He's so fucking in the closet. He's finding Christmas presents. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's gay. Apparently, he's married to Christina Moore. They've been married forever. This has to be a lavender marriage. They have no children, if that doesn't say anything. But please watch this movie, even for like, okay, when they introduced John Ducey's character, he is the main lead character. When they introduced him in the film, I literally thought he was a side character who was the like sassy gay man. I was like, oh, thank God, we got a little sassy gay man in this Christmas film. Finally. Finally, some sassy gay man is not playing opposite Lindsay Lohan pretending he wants to lick her vagina. Finally, we got a sassy gay man in this I Believe in Santa film. No, bitch, it turns out he's the main character who falls in love with a woman. This can't be. I hate it. I hate it so much. Please watch at least the first 10 to 20 minutes of this film. I think you can get it on Netflix. It should not even be called a film. It should be called a fucking school project, bitch. It is so bad. But this guy is so gay, and there's nothing wrong with it. I'm gay. But holy shit. And I went on Reddit. I went on Reddit because I was like, am I going crazy? Is my gaydar getting rusty? Fucking everybody on Reddit was like, I thought the lead guy was giving crazy gay. And then I just found out he's married to the woman that plays opposite of him. I don't know. I guess sexuality must be a spectrum, or this guy, they have an arrangement. If you have sucked John Ducey's dick and you're a man, please sit. Oh my God. I'm just looking at pictures of him. I'm like, how is this guy straight? Go to his Instagram. John Ducey. J-O-H-N-D-U-C-E-Y. You've got to see this queen. He is allegedly gay. John, if this ever gets back to John, I'm so sorry, Johnny boy. I don't know what to say. Was he in Megan? No, he wasn't in Megan. I don't know. You know what, John? If you're straight, then I'll suck your dick. All right, we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you so much for hanging in this last week. And I'm sorry that I was absent. I feel like a bad parent. Reminders, upcoming shows. I'm in Pittsburgh, Pottstown, Lexington in December. Next year, I'm in Tampa, Orlando, Syracuse, Spokane, Seattle, Rochester, Tyler, Texas, Dayton, Kentucky, Fort Worth, Houston, Dallas, Phoenix, Westchester, New York, Los Angeles, Provo, Utah. I'm filming a special for Dry Bar Comedy there. So if you get tickets to the Provo show, you'll be in the audience for the little special taping. That'll be fun. And where else? Royal Oak, Michigan. And I think that's it for now. All tickets are at heathershawcomedy.com. Come to a show. It's so fucking fun. Pick your fighter, Rife or Rose. Chime off in the comments. Are you a Rife or are you a Rose? Don't forget to rate and review this podcast. And if you want extra episodes of this podcast every single fucking week, join the Patreon. You don't have to do anything. You pay $3 a month. You get an extra episode every week. And it's fun. And I'll tell you some shit that I won't say on the main episode. Until next time, see you later. Stay gay. See ya.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.